Take your understanding of the end time to a new level with our Outlines and Quizzes workbook. This workbook accompanies our Understanding the End Time 14 lesson series. As you watch each lesson, follow along with the outlines, then take a quiz and check your answers at the end. These are all contained in one convenient workbook so you can study as well as teach prophecy wherever you go. Use it as a study guide to cement main points and scriptures that Irvin teaches in each lesson. It's also a great tool if you host an end time Bible study. Help your group solidify what they're learning by getting a copy for each person to follow along with the video and then to take home and study on their own. Get the workbook by calling 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com and be ready to instruct many as the scripture says.
So we're talking about where each candidate stands on the issues. And I'm going to get right back into it because I want to cover as many as I can today to let you know. And again, I've got several of them here. I won't get to all of them. If you'd like to have my notes, drobbins@endtime.com. I'll shoot you a copy of them. It's got all the major issues that define the individual. And those are the ones we wanted to talk about. If you want to look at their tax plan, blah, 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 go to DonaldTrump.com or HillaryClinton.com. You can see all that stuff. But I wanted to do the defining issues today. I'll cover as many as I can. If I don't get to all of them, drobbins@endtime.com. So let's talk about warrantless surveillance or putting all of us in a database. Donald Trump states that a bulk data collection, he's fine with that. Mr. Trump said that he would be fine with restoring provisions of the Patriot Act to allow for the bulk data collection of individuals. He states, as far as I'm concerned, that would be fine. He also told the Daily Signal, I support legislation which allows the NSA to hold the bulk metadata. For oversight, I propose that a court, which is available at any time on any day, is created to issue individual rulings on when the metadata can be assessed. So he's okay with surveillance of United States citizens. What's Hillary Clinton think? Well, she does not regret her vote on the Patriot Act. Let's just say that. During the Democratic presidential debate on October 13, 2015, Anderson Cooper asked Mrs. Clinton, Governor Chaffee, you and Hillary Clinton both voted for the Patriot Act, which created the NSA surveillance program. You've emphasized civil liberties and privacy during your campaign. Secretary Clinton, do you regret your vote on the Patriot Act? Hillary Clinton replied, no, I don't. I think that it was necessary to make sure that we were able, after 911, to put in place the security that we needed. And it is true that I did require that there be a process. What happened, however, is that the Bush administration began to chip away at that process, and I began to speak out about their use of warrantless surveillance and other behavior that they had engaged in. Well, we always have to keep the balance of civil liberties, privacy, and security. It's not easy in a democracy, which there again, we're in a republic, but we have to keep it in mind. The real ID and the national ID. Let's talk about that for a second. Trump stated that all the research I did, I could not find a stated position on Donald Trump. However, Clinton absolutely advocates a national ID. In an interview way back in 2003 on WABC radio, she said, I am, adamantly against illegal immigrants. Now think about that. Think about 2003 and today where she's at on illegal immigration. She goes on to state that clearly we have to make some tough decisions as a country. And one of them ought to be coming up with a much better entry and exit system so that if we're going to let people in for the work that otherwise would not be done, let's have a system that keeps track of everybody, at least a visa ID, some kind of an entry exit ID. Now listen to this. And perhaps, although I'm not a big fan of it, we might have to move towards an ID system even for United States citizens. She said that clear back in 2003 concerning a national ID. Let's talk about E-Verify, or the electronic verification system of workers here in the United States. Trump says that he supports the national E-Verify system. On MSNBC's Chris Matthews, he asked Donald Trump, "What are we going to do about illegal hiring?" Mr. Trump replied, "Well, you can do that with E-Verify." Matthews said, "Oh, so you're for it?" Donald Trump says, "Yeah, I'm for it. I use it." So he's okay with the E-Verify system, which could lead to a national ID system or the government giving you permission to work. Whereas in all my research, I couldn't find a stated position for Hillary Clinton on E-Verify. The Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, this has been a hotly debated subject in the debates. Trump says that he opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He states that the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be the death blow for American manufacturing. It would further open our markets to aggressive currency cheaters. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would also force American workers to compete directly against workers from Vietnam, and which is one of the lowest wage countries on earth. And there is no way to fix the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We need bilateral trade deals. He also stated that I'm going to withdraw the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which obviously has not been ratified yet. Hillary Clinton actually supported it before opposing it. Hillary Clinton remarks to the, these are her remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations on September 8th in 2010. She stated, "We want to realize the benefits from greater economic integration. In order to do that, we have to be willing to play. To this end, we're pushing a regional agreement with the nations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And we know that that will help create new jobs and opportunities here at home." Then in February 4th of 2016, at a Democratic debate, she stated, "I said that I was holding out hope for the Trans-Pacific Partnership and that it would be the kind of trade agreement that I was looking for. I waited until it had actually been negotiated because I did not want to give the benefit of the doubt to the Obama administration. Once I saw what the outcome was, then I opposed it." The two-state solution. Let's talk about that. Another hotly debated item in this presidential election. Where are the candidates going to take us in a two-state solution concerning Israel? Well, of course, we here at End Time Ministries was real wanted to know what was going to happen because the next president could be instrumental in helping to sign the two-state solution or a peace agreement, which will start the final 7 years, if you understand prophecy. And so we've been staying on top of this. What's the president going to do? How's this candidate going to lead us? Where would this candidate lead us? Well, Trump, he says he wants to remain neutral according to the two-state solution. He states this concerning the two-state solution, and this is on his official campaign website. He states, "I love Israel. I'm very pro-Israel. I would love to see a deal made between Israel and the Palestinians. It's probably the hardest negotiation there is. Great negotiators have tried and they have failed. It's just so deep-seated, the hatred and the level of distrust. But I'm going to give it an awful good shot. I want to remain as neutral as possible because if you're not somewhat neutral, the other side is never going to do it, to negotiate. But just remember Israel. Israel, remember, I love you. We're going to see if we can get something done. It has to be done for both sides. It cannot continue to be the way it is. Let's see what we think we can negotiate. Let's see if we can get it done." And then he goes on to state at another time, "So with the president, President Obama, in his fiscal year, discussions have been swirling about an attempt to bring a Security Council resolution on terms of an eventual agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Let me be clear. An agreement imposed by the United Nations would be a total and complete disaster. The United States must oppose this resolution and use the power of our veto, which according to President candidate Donald Trump, he states, "I will use as president 100% of the time." Well, Hillary Clinton advocates a two-state solution. She states, "I will defend and do everything I can to support Israel, particularly as the neighborhood around it seems to become more dangerous and difficult. I also believe that the Palestinians deserve to have a state of their own. That's why I support a two-state solution. That's what I have worked on, and that's what I tried to move forward when I was secretary, and I held three very intense conversations between the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the Palestinian Authority. I happen to think that moving toward a two-state solution, trying to provide more support for the aspirations of the Palestinian people, is in the long-term best interest of Israel, as well as the region, and of course, the people themselves." So you have one candidate that is remaining neutral, and one that says, "Hey, I'm going to push for that with everything I'm worth." Now, in moving the embassy to Jerusalem, both of the candidates pretty much say, "Yeah, I will do that." Donald Trump said, "We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem, and we will send a clear signal that there is no daylight between America and our most reliable ally, the state of Israel." Clinton also said yes to this. Way back in 1999, she stated, "If I am chosen," this was way back when she was trying to be the senator of New York. She said, "If I'm chosen to be by New York to be their senator, or in whatever position I find myself in the years to come, you can be sure that I will be an active, committed advocate for a strong and secure Israel, and able to live in peace with its neighbors, with the United States Embassy located in its capital, Jerusalem." So they both say, "Hey, we're both for moving the embassy to Jerusalem," which is what many presidents have said for the last several presidential elections. Then, of course, finally, the United Nations. Donald Trump says the United Nations is not a friend. He states, which brings me to my next point, the utter weakness and incompetence of the United Nations. The United Nations is not a friend of democracy. It's not a friend of freedom. And it's not a friend even to the United States of America, where, as you know, it has its home. And it is surely not a friend to Israel. On the flip side, Hillary Clinton states about the United Nations that it's an indispensable organization. She stated this, "My first observation is simple, but it must govern all that we do. The United Nations is an indispensable organization to all of us, despite its flaws and inefficiencies. This means, quite simply, that everyone here today and governments everywhere must decide that our global interests are best served by strengthening the United Nations, by reforming it, by cleaning up its obvious bureaucratic and managerial shortcomings, and by improving its responsiveness to crisis from humanitarian to political." So, one of the candidates is opposed to the United Nations, or the world governing body in the world today, and one candidate is pro the United Nations. So, I actually, in the time that I have left, I want to recap, because it's very, very important you understand what today's program was all about. It's about showing you how the different, how diametrically opposed on most of the issues that today's candidates are. If they do what they say they're going to do, they're going to take us in polar opposite directions. And so you, as a voter, I'm encouraging you, please educate yourself, be in prayer, ask yourself, how would the Lord have me to vote at this time as a Christian? Where do they stand on these issues? Which direction do I want my country to go in, the United States of America? And so that's what you need to ask yourself. Also, I still have several issues to get to. I'll send you my notes. Email me, drobbins@endtime.com. I'll send you a copy of today's program, Where Do the Candidates Stand?
End of the Age is a production of End Time Ministries. This broadcast will be available on our website, endtime.com, in the archives section. On our website, you'll also find more information about how current events are fulfilling Bible prophecy. To reach our operators, call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. End Time Ministries is partner supported. We would like to say thank you to our partners who made this broadcast possible. To do what Matthew 24:14 said, to reach the world with the gospel of the kingdom.